Today from the Ohio Newsroom, accountability for the state's smallest municipalities. Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. The village of Aquila no longer exists. Last November, residents there voted to dissolve the small Northeast Ohio community of around 300 people. It's a vote that more villages across the state will likely see on their ballot, thanks to a law going into effect this year. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Julie Petrowski isn't moving, but her address is changing. For more than 30 years, she's been a resident of Aquila. She loves its tight-knit community and lakeside properties. But it wasn't until she joined the village's council that she understood how difficult it was to keep the small municipality afloat. They have to pay for street lighting, snow plows, and fire service with under 300 people in their tax base.
Those are all things that cost money, and it just wasn't there. We just did not have it.
She says they had a choice: put yet another large levy on the ballot to survive, or dissolve and join Clarendon Township and cut taxes nearly in half. In November, the majority of the village residents voted for the latter. The state has more than 600 villages, which means Ohio has more taxable jurisdictions than most any other state. Only 10 of them have dissolved in the last decade. But it could start happening more frequently under a newly passed law introduced by Republican State Representative Adam Matthews of Lebanon.
You don't need an income tax to have a sense of place and community.
Prior to the law's passage, 30% of village voters had to sign a petition to get dissolution on their local ballot. Matthews believes that burden shouldn't fall to residents.
We want to make sure that those taxing jurisdictions are serving the benefit of our voters. We want to give them a very clear checks and balance every 10 years.
Now, villagers will still be able to put dissolution on the ballot themselves, but villages will also be audited after each census. If a village doesn't provide 5 out of 10 base services like water and sewer, garbage collection, or road maintenance, then the municipality's fate will automatically be put on the ballot at the next election.
Almost every election, we have some village voting to dissolve. And we also want to create some stability where this happens every 10 years with an objective process.
But some Ohio village officials believe the legislation takes too much of a one-size-fits-all approach. Lehman Kessler is the mayor of the rural village of Gambier. He says the law doesn't take into account villages like his that pay other public entities for services like policing. Under the new system, those intra-government partnerships wouldn't count as a village-provided service. And by forcing dissolution onto the ballot, Kessler worries that residents would incorrectly assume their municipality isn't putting in the effort.
Communities could get dissolved without kind of thinking through what those sort of full ramifications of that is. I think that's a situation that really should be done with more nuance and with more care than a sort of a dead man's switch.
Kessler believes the road to dissolution doesn't need to change. It already works to hold villages accountable. He says votes like Aquila's are proof of that. Petrowski voted in favor of Aquila's dissolution, but she still has questions about how the decision will impact services like leaf pickup and snow plow. And local representation will no longer be just a couple streets away.
You're having a problem with your neighbor, with his cars or with his fence or whatever. You could easily get it resolved. So now we're at the mercy of Clarendon, which is a bigger community.
There may be minor inconveniences, but Petrowski says she's hopeful what's important in Aquila will remain.
We'll still have that small community feel, that small town feel.
Its stories, traditions, and values won't disappear just because the village is gone. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.